98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Cardinals GM Steve Keim. Keim Time with Doug and Wolf.
Every Friday, here on the Doug and Wolf Show, the general manager, Steve Keim, joins us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. And I think a lot of you either watched the game or you've heard enough about it this morning. 45-10, your final score. 35-3 is the score at halftime, and it is the single worst first half in the history of the Cardinals as a franchise. Not just Sun Devil Stadium, not just since Ron Wolfley packed his family up to move here to the Valley. It is worse than any game at Comiskey Park for the old Chicago Cardinals. That's how far it's fallen right now.
Yeah, once again, and just to watch it and get called out the way that they were called out by Von Miller, of course, and to see him respond the way that they did, yeah. It was just really disappointing, beyond disappointing.
Steve Keim is the GM. He calls in every Friday at 6:45. Steve, thanks for calling in today. I don't know where you want to start from the beginning of the offseason until now, but after watching last night, what happened? I mean, what's happened to the Arizona Cardinals?
Well, I mean, I think the easy part of this business is identifying the issues. The real challenging part, man, is getting them fixed. And, you know, I haven't felt like this since the game that we lost 58-0, and, you know, we're embarrassed. And again, it gets back to having to make a lot of tough decisions, sometimes ones that aren't popular. And that's the only way we're going to climb out of this hole. Our record says we're 1-6. I feel like that, we have the chance to make a lot of improvements, but we have to take a long, hard look in the mirror and start now.
Steve, one of the worst starts, I think, offensively you could possibly imagine, and I know you would agree with that. A lot of conversation about Mike McCoy, the offensive coordinator. Will Mike McCoy be the offensive coordinator going forward?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to talk on the radio about anybody's job status, but I can tell you that, everybody in this organization is being evaluated, and we got to make the improvements that are necessary. So I'll leave it at that.
I totally respect that, Steve, because you can't – I mean, how embarrassing is it to an organization if Mike McCoy finds out that he's not the guy on his way into work, or you need to have that conversation. But
it's something I hate talking about,
yeah,
period.
Yeah, but at the same time, the fan base is at a point where they're dropping like flies right now, Steve. If you were to keep Mike McCoy, why? What's the success rate? Why would you believe Mike's still the guy that should remain as the offensive coordinator?
Well, I mean, the bottom line is we're all accountable. So, again, I'm not going to get into why we should keep somebody or why we should let somebody go on the radio. But, again, we're all accountable. This isn't good enough. And last night, the game that was on display, national television, quite frankly, embarrassing. We all know that. Everybody saw it. And, again, need to take a long, hard look in the mirror and get it fixed.
When you saw the timeout call on the second play of the game, what were you thinking?
Same thing you were.
Steve, I was thinking that's probably the end of Mike McCoy, so maybe we shouldn't go there. I'm assuming the team scripts its first 7, 10, 15 plays to get ready for a game. Am I right?
I would assume.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you mentioned the fact, Steve, that it was 58-0, the 58-0 game, I believe, to Seattle, and I'll never forget your reaction after that. I know you. You're a friend of mine. I'll never forget your reaction after that game. Does it feel the same to you right now?
It does. It does. It's, when you're in this situation, man, it's lonely. But yes, at the same time, you find out a lot about yourself. You find out a lot about your organization. And you have two choices. You can curl up in a ball and hope it goes away, which it's not. Or you can come out swinging and fight. And, as far as I'm concerned, I'm coming out swinging like hell.
Yes.
And that's what we have to do as an organization. And hopefully that's what permeates throughout, this building, the locker room, And, right. You know, it starts from the top down.
Steve, when you put the roster together, did you see any of this coming? Did you see any of it coming right now? Because this is the hardest thing for me to get over, just the fact that I did not see this coming at all. What do you feel?
No, I mean, there's no way you can anticipate this. And at the same time, you know, you feel like that, you know, in my position, you have to address any holes or deficiencies that you may have as a football team. But at the same time, you know, I certainly didn't foresee this coming.
Steve Keim, general manager, Arizona Cardinals, joining Doug and Wolf this morning. Steve, when you look at your locker room, Von Miller, you know what he said what he was going to do to this organization. It doesn't seem like, from a media standpoint, your players responded. What do you think when you look at your players in context of Von Miller calling everybody out for the Cardinals?
Well, I mean, obviously it's frustrated the fact that he backed it up. And number two, what I would expect is for us to come out and fight our asses off and show everybody that that's not the kind of football team we are. But again, talk is cheap, and we have to do it on the field. We have to get a lot of things corrected. You know, again, execution everywhere. You know, we have to get better. You know, the silver lining, I would say, when you look at the game, as in the fourth quarter, you know, there were times when the game was out of control that there were guys continuing to fight and compete, mm-hmm. Particularly our rookie quarterback. You have to admire his mental toughness and his physical toughness. But, you know, there's not a whole lot to hang your hat on to get excited about, which is why we're in here early and we're trying to get this thing going.
On that note right there, Steve, how did Josh Rosen play?
You know, I think there were some good and some things that he would like to have back. I mean, you know, again, he continues to do things from a pure passing standpoint where we know he can throw the football. When you get down that quickly, that early, it puts you in a disadvantage, particularly whenever you can't run the football. So, again, as we've talked about before, if you don't have balance, you know, you're going to struggle. And now all of a sudden you have protection issues. You have two backup guards with a lot of stress in that area. And, you know, we put him at a big disadvantage. But, you know, again, the thing that I like is seeing his competitiveness and his want to. And again, you know, talking to him after the game, you know, he has the right attitude and the mindset that you want.
If you're sitting in your box and your potential franchise quarterback is getting the literal crap beat out of him in a 45-10 game, do you still want him out there?
You know, it's like the fourth down call. You know, if it works, you're happy, and if it doesn't, you know, everybody is yelling. I mean, at the end of the day, you can argue and say, you know what, we want to get him snaps. It's valuable to get him as many snaps as possible, to see as many looks as we can. And then conversely, you can say, well, shoot, we don't want to put him in harm's way. So, you know, again, you can look at it a bunch of different ways, and I know that's not what you want to hear, but, you know, quite frankly, I don't think there is a great answer.
Sam Bradford in the beginning of the season, Steve, how much did that mess up the plans for you and the front office, of course, and Steve Wilks and the coaching staff and the plans for this team going forward? I'd have to imagine that it was a shock to you that Sam Bradford struggled to the degree in which he did, where you had to make that move early. How much did that mess up your plans?
Well, it was a little earlier than we anticipated, but again, that's why you have you know, depth. You know, you hope that there are other guys that can do it if someone else struggles. And exactly why we went out and we signed Mike Glennon, who's had experience of not only starting but playing in the past for two different organizations, and then, you know, trading up to 10. You know, I really do feel like Josh can do it, and it's not too big for him. Mm. But he's got to have 10 other guys around him helping him as well. And, you know, we have to put him in a position to succeed.
Steve Keim, GM, Arizona Cardinals, joining Doug and Wolf. Steve, you brought in Todd Bowles. Defense was outstanding. He hands a top-10 defense to James Betcher. Things keep right on rolling. Now that defense, with largely the same players, was handed to Steve Wilks, and now we're here with one of the worst defenses in the NFL. Is it a coach's job to coach the players he has, or is it a coach's job to coach his scheme and wait for better players?
Well, I mean, I think it's easy to say that he, you know, you got to put guys in the best position to succeed. And that's something we have to take a long, hard look at is how do we get these guys going and how do we put them in a different position to succeed or to understand what we're asking them to do? That's no secret. So, again, those are the things that we have to get cleaned up. You know, the average fan can see that, and we have to get people excited again and again. And that starts with me. It starts with Coach, and we got to fight.
Where is your confidence level that you made the right choice in Steve Wilks as the head coach?
I'm confident, you know. And again, it takes all of us as an organization. You know, I love Coach's leadership skills. I love his passion. And we're going to have some long, hard conversations that that are necessary to get this thing turned in the right direction. And again, that's the tough part of the business. But, you know, it's why I think he was right for the job, because he will fight.
Steve, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. God bless you. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, man.